Right, I'm here with Chris Marks, who's ex-VP Education for the Union. So what do you think about the Lib Dems possibly changing their views after they signed the pledge to vote against increases to tuition fees?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a disgrace. You know, if someone stands and gets votes off students as the Lib Dems have done on the back of a promise, then they should keep to that promise.
Okay, and do you think it's a little different for some of the Lib Dems who are in the in cabinet positions, say for example Nick Clegg, because he's in a position where he's part of a government that's proposed a policy. So if that member of government then disagrees with the policy he helped to create, it's what should they do in that situation? Should they resign, perhaps?
Well, I mean, the Lib Dems didn't have to go into coalition with the Tories, first off. I mean, that's not something that students voted for them to do. So in that instance, I really don't care if Nick Clegg claims or even is in a difficult position. The important fact here is that democratically, he and his party, the MPs of his party, were elected on a strong pledge, on a pledge stronger than any other party. Actually, the NUS went out and said to people, sign this pledge, let's take a photo of you with this pledge for posterity, and they blatantly broke that promise, and now they're claiming that it's all down to having to forge a consensus and a compromise within a coalition. Well, I'm sorry, I don't buy that. We didn't vote for this coalition, we didn't vote for these cuts either.
And just one final thing, something we talked about earlier. The violence at Millbank. Now, there's a lot of people, including Aaron Porter of the NUS, who've condemned the action and noted that it was a minority who did that. If violent action like that were to happen in sort of future protests or marches about this issue, would you support it, or what would you think?
I mean, it's all contextual. The point is violence against who, for what reasons. And I think what gets lost in this debate is the incredibly serious impact that the politics of this coalition is having on ordinary, not just students, but ordinary working class men and women around the country. People whose jobs are being cut, people whose services are being cut. This is going to affect dramatically the most vulnerable in our society, the disabled, the young, the very old, public sector workers, nurses, teachers, astronomically. And I don't think it's wrong to claim that these attacks are, a violent attack on the way of life and the well-being of these people. And when you compare that to a few smash windows at Millbank, I think it's completely incomparable. It's a direct expression of the anger and of students and workers that were involved in that demonstration. And when people say it was a tiny minority, that's just incorrect. It was a minority of the protest, I agree with that, but it was a sizable minority. If you saw the pictures outside Millbank, it wasn't just a couple of anarchists. And in fact, the people that went in there first weren't anarchists. There were school children, there were university lecturers, there were, this attempt to make it out as a fringe amount of middle class students is absolutely, absolutely incorrect. And actually, yes, I do support an attack on the Tory Party HQ, because that is the material manifestation of the cuts that are being put forward onto these people. And if people think that the best way I don't think the best way of doing it is to smash it up, but of course I'll support that. Of course, and I don't think that's wrong.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Chris.